Good afternoon, Dr. Schnoes. He's heading a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on Blair Byrem, B-Y-R-E-M. This goes to Dr. Thompson. On 10-26-22, Mr. Byrem performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the analgesia bronchodilators. Forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and was a minimal impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 8-15-22. There's been no change period in pattern of compression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on George Molohone, M-O-L-O-H-O-N. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, PA. On 10-26-22, Mr. Molohone performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity period. The paragraph impression normal study. Next is a six-minute walk test on patient George Molohone. And this goes to Heather Goldfuss, PA. On 10-26-22, Mr. Molohone performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%. Period after walking 551 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%. Period of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on William Glaser, G-L-A-S-E-R. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 10-26-22, Mr. Glaser performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There's a moderate impairment in flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There's no significant change after bronchodilators, period of paragraph compression, moderate, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a six-minute walk test on William Glaser. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 10-26-22, Mr. Glaser performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. Several times during the study, the patient stopped due to dyspnea. However, he did not desaturate at any time period. His final saturation was 93%, and he achieved 259 meters, period, and paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Tom Daniels. This goes to Tori Asbury. Comma DO on 10-26-22, Mr. Daniels performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a mild degree of airways obstruction, more pronounced at lower lung volumes, period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. Paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E, Cowan, C-O-W-E-N. This goes to Dr. Bocouk. On 10-26-22, Mrs. Cowan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction. Period. After bronchodilators, there was improved effort, leaving the patient again with a moderate restriction without airways obstruction, period. New paragraph impression, moderate restrictive lung disease with insignificant airways obstruction with mild bronchoreactivity or improved effort after bronchodilators, period. Thank you.